Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Well, it's great to have in the studio. We've got Mick Floyd who has joined us, which means he must have a moral to come in here and deliver it in person. Great to have you in the studio, Mick.
Absolute pleasure, Mick. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to be up in the city here. The sun's shining. Sandown is a little bit wet, but it's going to be a good day and some fantastic racing at Warrnambool tonight.
Yeah, no doubt as we went out at Sandown by the sound of it. It's a great week coming up. All the focus is on Warrnambool. We know we'll be down there for the gallops as well, but it's great, the Warrnambool Cup down there for the greyhounds, because they get a bumper crowd off the back, and I bet there's a lot of people that do the double up down there.
Absolutely, no doubt at all. It's a really good night. They've invested heavily in their cup over the last couple of years. JRV's right behind it, and the rock and racing theme will carry on again this year. So anyone down there at the Warrnambool Carnival for the thoroughbreds, drop in on Wednesday night. It's a great way to spend a Wednesday night and ahead of the big day on Thursday afternoon.
Gee, there might be a few wobbly people down there after a big day at the races as well.
I think there's a good chance that might be the case. But no, as I said, it's a great carnival down at Warrnambool with the thoroughbreds, and the greyhounds is a great night out as well.
One man who'll be straight as a die, hoping Lightning Frank will be straight as a die as well, is Matt Wright, because he's a good greyhound and he's got a good chance down there, doesn't he?
Certainly does. Yeah, he's. You know, first on the scene at the start of the year. He's won two Group 1s already, and back on his home track at Warrnambool, he's right in the mix for the Warrnambool Classic.
Well, Matt, great to have you on Racing Pulse. Do you enjoy the Warrnambool Carnival down there?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Absolutely. It's obviously a huge week for the town, and you know, I love my horse racing as well as greyhound racing. But like you said, if you get a dog through to one of those big races, you've sort of got to straighten yourself up a bit, so it'll be pretty quiet for me, hopefully.
Well, you got a pretty good chance to get one into the classic final there, Matt. Lightning Frank, he's, as you said, he's won two Group 1s back on his home track here, that month off leading into the heats last week, and certainly come back in good order.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a bit tired, and he'd been up for a little while, so we just thought we'd give him a freshen up, and we were hoping he might be back for the Easter egg, but he didn't quite come up, so we just give him another week off and straight into the classic, and he's come back really well.
24.82, won by about 12 lengths, so he certainly put in a fantastic performance there. He's come with box six in the final, in the semi-final. It's not always a good box six, but that shouldn't worry him too much with the dogs drawn around him.
Yeah, I prefer him actually drawn a little wide at these sort of horseshoe tracks. If you do miss it a touch, you've sort of got a little bit of time to gather yourself and get going. And you know, if you draw inside at a place like Warrnambool and you miss it, you can get cluttered up on the fence, and he needs a little bit of room to get going. So sort of box six doesn't worry me too much.
You've got a couple of dogs inside there that aren't great out of the boxes, so you should get that bit of space he wants.
Yeah, that's right. The inside dog, I actually follow him a bit. I know the owners, and we did a bit of pre-training work with the dog, so he tends to jump and head to the fence. So, hopefully he does that and gives a bit of a clear path. But I'd say Cumbia Lass, Britain's dog, she was, you know, coming back with a bit of a spell last week too and ran quite a good race. So I expect a fair bit of improvement out of her.
You've certainly gotten used to this Group 1 racing in the last couple of months. What does it mean to get one or to have a chance to get into your home cup or a classic, being a Warrnambool guy? As you said, you're riding the horses as well. It's a big week in Warrnambool. What does it mean to have a chance to get into a final down there?
Oh, it'd be huge. Like, the dog's got a pretty big following there. They've got a good bunch of owners, and they sort of involved in footy clubs and, you know, stuff like this sort of, you know, spirals out of control a bit when a dog gets going. So it'd be good for a lot of the locals coming out and looking at him last week, and hopefully he gets through and he draws a decent box in the final and he can get the money.
We've spoken before and about his plans in the longer term. You've mentioned that Sandown Park is a race you think a track you'll go well at. Are we going to see him for the Speed Star and Harrison Dawson after that?
Oh, definitely the Harrison Dawson, Michael. I'm just not sure about the Speed Star, you know, on the quick backup. So we'll see how we go. I've been sort of trying to get him back there, but all the races for him were, you know, either interstate or at the Meadows, and then, you know, he had that bit of time off. And I was actually hoping to get a race into him between his layoff and before the Classic Heats, but it didn't eventuate. So he's definitely heading to the to the Harrison Dawson after the Classic.
Well, Matty G, it'd be a big thing to win the big race down there for a local bloke like yourself. And I dare say the Thursday might be a big day at the Bull for you as well.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually meant to take the whole week off. But if you make the final, like I said, you sort of got to be a bit neat and tidy. But the owners, they're in for a big week. They've got the whole week off. So win, lose, or draw, I'd say they'd be into it. I'd say.
Look out. Good luck, Matt.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Gee, it's such a big carnival atmosphere down there for Warrnambool. I could imagine the owners down there would be beside themselves, looking forward to getting down there next week. But as you mentioned, it's then an entree into the Sandown Carnival. Of course, RSN 927, major sponsor of the Sandown Cup. And, gee, we're only a few weeks away.
We are, yeah. The Speedstar trials are up and about now. That's our lead-off event for the May Carnival. We had a trial go around on Sunday. Eminent Reality for Kel Greeno, a flying machine. He's got the third fastest time on the board for the Speedstar, 29.23. Between you and me and the listeners out there, he can go a little bit faster than that as well. So keep that in mind come Speedstar time. But, of course, the Speedstar's over the eight fastest dogs who qualify through races in the last couple of months or in a dedicated trials. They'll continue on Sunday too. So keep an eye out there. It's a lot of fun. It is as pure as it gets. Two dogs head-to-head, fastest dog wins, and the fastest overall gets a nice little bonus as well, 15,000 for the fastest dog in the Speedstar. So it's a fantastic way to kick off the Sandown Cup Carnival with the final, of course, on the 25th of May.
Yeah, it's a great promotion and a great different way of racing, I suppose, which visually gets the punter involved and to see it as well. I know we're a little way away from the Sandown Cup, but have you got anything early that we can be looking towards?
There's a really good Grade 5 final on Thursday night at Sandown. We saw a couple of triple Group 1 winners, Fanta Bale and Dundee Osprey, go around in the heats last week, and both were very, very impressive. Fanta Bale landed on the lure and was just too good, ran 41.70, which is absolutely flying over the distance. Dundee Osprey had to come off the pace and run in 41.91, so both were very, very impressive. The interesting part at this time of the year is that those dogs that have shown some staying or potential over the staying trip start to step up. So there's a few question marks over the next couple of weeks, but it will lead into a fantastic night of racing on the 18th for the Sandown Cup heats.
Oh, that's very good. We've got some breaking news too for punters and participants. Sandown Lakeside meeting will go ahead. So that is great news. Sandown will go ahead. The first two races will be conducted on the hillside course, the remainder on Lakeside. So that is great news for all of those who are heading to Sandown. Continue on. The meeting will be going ahead this afternoon. And, of course, you get a full preview of that Sandown meeting with Nadia Horn after Racing Pulse. Before we do, though, we've got to get Mick Floyd's best. He's been on fire.
It's been a good run of last couple of weeks. But on Thursday night, Zippy Daff, race 4, number 1. Big drop in class. It should get around $253, I reckon. But race 4, number 1, if you're looking for a little bit more value. Race 6, number 4, Triple Agent. Didn't have any luck at all last week in one of the staying races. Gets over the 7.15 again. Has drawn poorly. We'll need an ounce of luck, but we'll go around a big price and there's a nice each-way chance there.
Good on you, Mick. Great to see you in the studio. We'll do it again as we build up to the big RSN 927 Sandown Cup.
Thank you.
Mick Floyd there. For those of you who are wondering, Hutchie's Honkers, we will put the tips up online on RSN's website, also under Racing Pulse. And I can tell you that Hutchie will be live in the studio on Friday for the final 20 minutes with SD Marshall. That'll be a bit of fun because on Sunday it's the big QE2 meeting over in Hong Kong. So he'll give us a full preview of that meeting and help you find a few winners as well.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.